Paul, what is B1G1?
Oh, Michael, B1G1 is this historic thing that is a way of thinking about giving in a very, very different way. And so how it started, by the way, was Masami, who founded B1G1 and is kind enough to call me the co-founder, said to me one day in a mentoring session, she said, how would it be if every time business was done, something great happened in our world? And I said, oh, well, that'd be great. And she said, I don't think you really understand that, right? And I said, well, help me understand it. And she said, well, just imagine you go down to an electronics store and you buy. And she said, by the way, in my head, she said, I've called it buy one, give one. And she said, I said, how would it work? She said, well, you go to an electronics store, you buy a plasma TV. And I said, whoa, hang on a second. If you're calling this buy one, give one, then when I go and buy that plasma TV, they're not going to give me another TV. That's a crazy business model. It's not going to work. And she said, no. You're not understanding. She said, you want to get that TV because you want to get better vision. You want brighter vision. You want bigger vision. And I said, that's right. She said, so how would it be when you do that if someone who cannot see gets the gift of sight? And Michael, that was the moment that B1G1 was born, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I'm surrounded by books at the time. And she said, oh, imagine when someone buys a book, if a tree gets planted, or and I had a cup of coffee in my hand. Imagine when someone buys a cup of coffee, if a child in need gets access to water. And that was one of those life-changing moments, Michael, where I then said, Masami, can I be your mentor for the rest of your life? Fortunately, she agreed to that. And so, and the brilliant thing about that, and for those of you listening to us, and by the way, thank you so much for joining us as well, is to understand that it's all about tiny, tiny things, you know, very tiny things making huge impacts. And we could not have thought that all those years ago that as of today, we've created, or together with the members of B1G1 around the world, or the 3,000 plus businesses that are part of it, 275 million impacts. I mean, it just puts chills through my spine to imagine that. And of course, we imagine every single one of those as a smile. So it's a very simple way of making our world a happier place.
And what is the business model around it? What's the model around it? How do micro, small businesses get involved? What do they have to do? What's the process with partnering with B1G1?
Well, very simple. I guess the first thing they have to say is, well, that sounds like a great idea. You know, like, for example, you and I are recording this right now. Just because we're recording this, we're giving 18 days of access to education to kids. And so, in other words, it's inbuilt into the business. So it's not this big thing that we used to think that giving was all about. You know, let's do this once a year. Let's have no. This is about doing it habitually. So the first thing they've got to say is, that sounds like a good plan. And when they join us, because it's a membership organization, then all of those things, some nearly 500 projects become available to them. Systems become available to make it really, really easy and effortless to do. And of course, a big community of people with like-minded ideas right around the world comes to join them as well. So that's what they need to do.
So I'm a pest control company. So, yeah. So I can join, can I? Or a cleaning company can join, or an accountant. We can have all different sectors join
in. Exactly right. I mean, you nailed it. I think, Michael, you actually were the first pest control company to join us, and you linked everything together with that. We might get to talk about how successful that has been in just a moment. But yes, it ranges, you know, from hairdressers to restaurants to professional service firms, as you mentioned, accountants to lawyers. There's kind of no end to it. It's e-commerce. It's airplanes. It's all sorts of things where you can inbuild this into your business model and make it a model that has so much more. And one of the things we know is that when you do this, you know, a lot of business owners, Michael, they go home at the end of the day, they put the head on the pillow, and they kind of go, "Wait, is that all there is?" and the reality is, there's not. There's this whole thing of really understanding. And if COVID has taught us anything, right, it's taught us a lot of things, but one of the things it's taught us is that it's we're all connected. We all are one. It's no longer about us as individuals. It's about us as we. It's about the broader community and in every sense that you know of the meaning of that word. And so to be connected much more deeply to yourself, because it's not about you anymore. It's about something bigger than yourself. And if you can imagine that, that's like inspiring for you, but equally inspiring for your team members who really love being a part of it as well. And guess what? It's inspiring for your customers as well. Just literally, Michael, 5 minutes before this, I got an email where someone was joining, and you know, we always ask, you know, why did you join? And the guy said, because I saw something. My printer sent me a little note after I paid his bill, which says, "Just because you paid the bill, this is what happened." You know, it's like 27 kids got something, whatever it was. And the guy says, "So I thought, wow, I've been wanting to do that all my life as well. So I'm in, as it were." So yeah, well, it's a great place to be.
It's one of my favorite parts of the month, where I look at how many invoices that we've created, and then I go on to our login, our portal on B1G1, and then I start tallying up, and I look, oh, well, that's what we've got there. That's how many commercial, that's what domestic we've done. And then I start clicking in. And for us, it's all about assisting and educating children in conflict or post-conflict. Yeah. And that's what we've been doing. So, you know, we took a large private school on, and I think then it was something like each child that attended that school provided 365 days of education to children in Sudan, and all that's a click of the button. And the great thing about B1G1 and being partnered there is, one, we can see everything, it's nice and clean and crisp. But also you do a lot of the legwork. So anything as in the admin and making sure that it's all legit and the charities are getting the money and all that kind of business. Yes. It's an excellent, excellent model. It's something I get asked a lot. How do you guarantee that? Well, there's no guarantees in life, but we have a great organization that we work with that make sure and police those projects.
Yeah, and part of the reason for that, yeah, exactly. And by the way, Michael, I just looked this up literally 10 minutes ago, and you are not someone who, you know, blows your own trumpet, but, you know, I'm not sure whether you know, but right now you're sitting about 23 impacts away from 120,000 impacts of what you've been doing, right? So, it's really, really astonishing. And by the way, one of the things I was going to say was, it is actually challenging for projects to become B1G1 projects. We, you know, there's a huge process through which they go, and then the board of B1G1 typically rejects, in a nice way, by the way, somewhere between 7 and 9 out of 10 of the projects that apply. So what that means then is the ongoing monitoring in that. So what that means is that when you give, not only is it really, really simple, but, you know, it does what it says on the tin, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, that's what makes it such a joy to be a part of, you know, that, as you said, all of that, there's no concerns about that happening. It's really, well, you know, it is. So many people say it's life-changing. I mean, obviously, for me, it's life-changing. I don't think I would have been here if I hadn't have had that conversation all those years ago. Because, you know, I mean, I'm getting on now, Michael. You know, I decided that I would not celebrate my birthdays anyway. So if any of the our listeners have got a calculator, what I discovered was, and this was probably an app invented for people who need to do good habits or something, and it's called Days Since. And I can tell you, and people are going to work this out now, aren't they? Today is my 28,569th day on the planet. So there you go. There's a little, everybody's now gone and picked up their calculator and divided that by 365 and figured out how many leap years and everything else. But that's the point, right? I mean, there is so much for us to look at outside of ourselves. You know, people often say, you know, well, if you're lost, you should look inside yourself. Well, I understand that, and I don't want to take issue with that at all. But because, you know, I'm not professional in that sense. But what I know is that when we look outside of ourselves, we see things that otherwise we would not see. And all of a sudden we go, you know what, I can make a difference to that. I can do it's the same thing, Michael, as when you see someone, you know, a little old lady, the classic little old lady, you know, struggling across the road. When you put out your hand and say, let me help you across the road, the little old lady feels good, but you feel a damn sight better as well.
Mm.
And then to be able to habitually do that on a grand scale is you know, it's a very real privilege, but you know, we ourselves become the beneficiary of that privilege, if that makes sense.
I mean, we've just touched on there some of the individual kind of growth and being purpose driven and values led. From a business model, what have you seen over the last 10, 11 years where micro small businesses have come in? Have they thrived? Have they been negatives, or is it mainly positives that we see from this habitual impact, from this habitual giving?
Well, when you and I first met, Michael, I'm not sure that what the word of the year was, but for the last couple of years, very definitely one of the words of the year in business has been purpose. You know, we talk a lot about being on purpose and all of those kind of things. And it turns out that the moment a word becomes very popular, then people research what happens, you know, when you're on purpose. And there are now so many reports that document what this does for the individuals in the business and what it does in terms of connecting. You know, let me just finish the point. What it does it's like a, how can I say it? It's like this internal magnet that you switch on. And it's very hard to explain it, but it's, you know, let me put it this way. In a very simple words, every single one of us is at our best when we're giving. We are at our best when we're giving. And so once you're doing this kind of thing, everything you do becomes at your best. And because you're doing it at your best, then it radiates, you know. So people say things, and there's all sorts of reports from people like Deloitte and so on that talk about 80% people are 80% more likely to want to work with you. Customers are 80% more likely to want to join you. You can have premium pricing. You can do all sorts of really, really interesting things. But that you've got to make sure that your intent is right. The moment you do it to get some sort of business advantage, no, that falsifies the whole thing. You've just got to do it because it's something that is radiating from you. And when just imagine that you're radiating every day because of the things that you and your team are contributing to. It really does. In spite of all of the reports that say it's fantastic, then I think the way to say it is that what happens is we become impact-driven. We become not profit-driven necessarily, but impact-driven. And when we're impact driven, I can tell you, because you know I'm so thrilled to be able to work with all of the businesses around the world that do this. It just changes so much, so much.
And I think there was two when you've been talking. Then I remember when we first set up, kind of 5.5 years ago, probably 5 years ago, we had a mentor, and I said, "Oh, look, I don't know quite how to do this. I want to provide education to children in conflict, and I'm not sure how to do it yet." And it was before we'd kind of partnered, and I'd never heard of B1G1 at the time.
I remember that moment, by the way.
Yeah. And he said to me, he said, do it in 5 years when you're more established. You know, you need all the money you can get. You need every bit of cash. And then if we're looking at 120,000 impacts, that's days of education, that's water, that's providing children the ability to, or giving them programs to keep them out of militia groups, all those things, provide therapy for kids who have had sexual violence put against them. Not because we're 5 years in now, those 120,000 1,000 things would never have happened if we'd have just waited and waited and waited. And then the second thing, what just going on what you just said, the last thing you just mentioned there is one intention, getting the intention right and living by that continuously. But also, if your operation is shoddy and your operation is poor, you're not going to be able to give the impact. So for us, we always look at operation first. How can we become operationally excellent? Because then that enables the good stuff to happen. If we have the good stuff and have a rubbish operation, this will never, ever, ever happen. So the halo comes second, the operation comes first. And that's the beauty of working with a business to impact model instead of like a charity model in this sense.
Get
the business right, become profitable, aim for excellence, and then everything good comes off the back of that, if you have the systems and you have the partnerships to enable that to happen, which is what we've found anyway.
100%. People say things as you just said. They say, "Well, you know, I'll do it when I'm successful," right? And of course that's a moving goalpost for a start, right? So, but the thing about is, what is it that you don't understand? The giving is actually part of the journey. It's not the destination. Mm. It's absolutely part of the journey. And when you put that in place, you know, amazing things happen. They really do. Not the least of which is those 120,000 impacts that you've created.
Yeah, and it's just sometimes it takes someone like yourself to say this is what you've done to actually realize that is that's a big number. And we're really proud of that. We couldn't do it without our clients and people who support us as well, and we learn from each other and we grow together. Be able to do that, that's really phenomenal for us.
Someone said recently, because they said, and they were talking about the B1G1 in the United Kingdom actually, and they were saying that there's lots of genius in their view built into B1G1. And I'm saying that one of the great things is that, you know, you can actually give for 1 cent, you know, for an impact, depending on how you choose the impacts, right? And you go, seriously, you're kidding me. No. We're absolutely not kidding. In fact, talking of this genius, someone the other day said, you know, you and I were just talking about how easy it is and effortless it is. Someone described this the other day as an operating system for good. I love that description. I love that description, right? And that's what it is, and it's easy to try and easy to join too.
Mm. It's like anything. You know, we got CRMs and scheduling software and all this project management stuff. Well, this is that for us. This is part of our vision. This is a system for our vision. And if we don't have that, we have another partnership as well. That's not with B1G1 that we provide. We clear landmines with rats in around the world. But really, that keystone.
And by the way, that's awesome. I mean, it would be absolutely wrong of me to say, you know, B1G1 is the answer. It's because, you know, as you mentioned, the rats with the mines. I mean, I remember when you told me that years ago. Oh, really? And so there's so many other things that are there as well. The thing is that sometimes it's hard, you know, to make it happen. And people know that they should do it, but they don't know the how. The how is sometimes missing. And what B1G1 does in that particular case is make the how so easy. It really does. Mm.
And then how do we get in touch with B1G1? How do we get in touch with you guys?
I should say you call Michael, but obviously not. It's very, very simple. You just drop up to b1g1.com. That's the letter B followed by the number 1, followed by the letter G, followed by the number 1, and followed by .com. And by the way, when you're there, there's a really lovely new thing up there now, which is in the top right-hand side of the site, and it's called Take the Tour. And you can click that button and you can kind of take a self-guided tour with videos and all sorts of things, which really get you into the, oh my gosh, look at that. You know, oh my gosh, look at that. Rather than just kind of coldly experiencing a website. And B1G1, you know, there's so many complexities in there that it's sometimes very difficult to get it on a page. But that's why the tour is there, and I'd love you to go take the tour. It's really cool.
Is there anything else before we go?
Michael, there is one other thing, and that is to say, you know, just through me, here I am in Singapore. It's getting to the end of the day. But what you are is just a great example of how when we can talk about these positive things instead of, you know, all the other things that are going on around us, then we ourselves just feel so much better. And when you and I feel so much better, that just radiates out. So, Michael, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to do that at the end of what's been a really, really busy day. And it's just been such a joy to connect and to share some ideas that other people might be inspired by as well.
Paul, thank you so much. And we will leave it there.